The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
There's a new weight loss product that's quickly becoming part of the Blaze family, and it works great. Hi there, it's Doc Thompson for Riduzone, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. I love the story about how a previously undiscovered molecule found in olive oil can help control appetite and boost your metabolism. What I didn't realize is how many of us here at the Blaze just love this stuff. Chris, Sarah, Tom, even Stu, all lost 10 pounds minimum in the last 21 days. Check out Riduzone.com, R-I-D-U-Zone.com. Use the promo code DOC and get 30% off your order. That's Riduzone.com. Martin pops in a moment ago, and right before the show, pops in before the show and goes, "All right, you are not going to believe what I have about Donald Trump." Martin, Joel, I decided to get to this a little bit earlier. He said, "I have not going to believe what I have about Donald Trump." So, what are we? What do you have?
Am I here?
Yeah, you're there.
Okay. It's a movie. Have you heard of the Purge movies before?
Yeah, there's how many? Two, three?
I think there's two, maybe three.
Okay. Now, this is like a dystopian society in the future, right?
Yeah,
America's
yeah.
broken down. And they seemed like they were more horror movie-esque and a little young, but I like the concept. And it's once a year, everybody gets to kill or do anything they want.
Yeah, you can do anything, almost anything illegal for, you know, I think it's like 8 hours, 12 hours or something like that.
Okay, and it's actually an interesting idea,
it
a
is.
Social
it's
experiment.
Very interesting, yeah.
Well, because think about it. A lot of the bad people are going to kill other bad people, so
right.
you're purging? Is that kind of the concept?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have not seen any of them. I've seen a couple of clips. I remember seeing trailers. And as I just said, they seem okay, interesting,
yeah.
But I haven't seen them. So why do you ask about the Purge movies?
Well, because the other movies, they kind of like it's 3-4 years already into how the Purge started.
Oh, so you don't know the backstory.
Right, you don't know the backstory. And now it's hard for me to explain, so you're going to have to watch the trailer.
Okay, have the trailer. For those of you listening, in case it doesn't explain, if it's more visual, I'll explain. Just bear with us. Okay, let's hear this.
What makes America great? The answer is simple, really. Americans make America great.
Wait a minute.
You are the lifeblood of the nation.
Wait.
And your rights as Americans must be safeguarded. There's only one solution to keep our country great. A new tradition. Participate today, and nothing will make you prouder than when your boy looks up at you and says, "Dad, I want a purge too."
Wait a minute. There seem to be some not-so-veiled Donald Trump references. Make America great.
Yep.
This is what makes America great. And the final shot was a red trucker ball cap, whatever, that says the final purge. Oh, excuse me, the first purge in theaters July 4th.
Yeah.
So they're going to explain how the first purge started, and is it because of Trump? Is that what we know?
I mean, if you can see the picture, what other, you know, presidential candidate used that hat?
It's
with
a red cap
meeting?
With white letters that says the first purge, and it said a bunch of. Chris, can you cue up the trailer again? I want to hear just the beginning of it because I want to see if what the script was. Listen. Here we go. And again, this is the Purge movie trailer.
What makes America great?
Okay,
the
done.
Simple,
done. Right? Done. Done. What makes America
right
great? Done.
That's it.
And it's all flag waving, red, white, and blue military.
Yep. Jet spraying
okay.
the smoke, red, white, and blue smoke.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Hollywood? Seriously. You're a joke now. You're on a witch hunt. This is bizarre. I mean, this isn't even smart if you want to make money. Because you have just pissed off. I mean, me, as I've said many times, I did not support Donald Trump. I didn't vote for him. I told you the truth about him. And as it turns out, he's done a pretty good job. But I'm not, and have given him credit, but I'm not a Trump sycophant. I've also called him out on some things. So if you are now not just annoying me, but you're pissing me off and a lot of other people, you are not even helping your cause to make money. Do you think Maxine Waters, you think Chuck Schumer is going to see this? Do you think their kids are going to go see this? And for those that do that are younger, what is this doing for them? Is this common ground? Is this going to be common ground? This is the problem with all of the TV shows, the Grammys, the whatever. You're not talking about common ground. You're not talking about specific failures. You're talking about platitudes and talking points that is simply, I hate Trump and hatred. Yeah, you can't hate, but I hate Trump. And we've got to protect illegals over Americans and all of this nonsense. And you're making it about feelings instead of policies and things that protect and secure the rights of all Americans. This is annoying the hell out of me. And by the way, what? Trump led to this because he's dividing the country. Is that where they're going? He was divisive, but Obama wasn't. George W. Bush wasn't. Clinton wasn't divisive. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. If this is where they're going with this, folks, I don't know if there's any going back now. I don't know if there's any turning back and actually bringing Americans together for common ground. It may just be to the purge level. We may actually be there because of these knuckleheads.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.